Kashi, Channel 1. So here we are, we're getting started here. This is Chapter 1. It's entitled, this is the book Learning Practical Tibetan. It's by Andrew Bloomfield and Yanki Chering. Perhaps you already have it. Anyway, so here it is, Chapter 1, use of this book. It starts. An important part to this book is the phonetic system. It is the blueprint for the entire text on the tapes. Memorize what each romanized vowel or consonant sounds like before going further. As will be explained shortly, hyphenated words should be spoken together quickly, as if they were one word. Otherwise, space the words as you would in English. Following a chapter on phonetics is a chapter on grammar, which provides only the barest of information, enough to work with at the beginning level. To go any further into the precise modes of the language, the exceptions to the rules, or details where we have merely generalized, would only add confusion. Rather than create a long introductory grammar section, we've explained many rules and structures of the language at the point that they occur in the dialogues. This allows you to see them in their proper context. Under the title of each section may be a paragraph or two of explanation. Following these introductory remarks are listed common phrases and helpful words with which you may want to familiarize yourself. Many are in fill-in-the-blank format, which tends to be easier to assimilate. The dialogues that follow contain many of the previous phrases in context. Sentences in the dialogues are written first in English and then in Tibetan phonetics. Under the phonetics is English again, each word corresponding roughly with a Tibetan word it lies beneath. It may not be a typeset exactly. This enables you to see the grammatical schema of the Tibetan language as well as to isolate words you may want to emphasize. This is followed by the actual Tibetan script. If you're not being understood when using a sentence from this book, go back and take the most important words from the sentence and just say those. Some of the dialogues are quite long. We suggest you pick those phrases you feel to be most important and study them. The others can be referred back to should the need arise. In the back of the book is a vocabulary list. Though these words may not have been reviewed in the body of the text, explanations on the grammatical use of similar words have been given, so you will know how to use them. The most important introductory remark we can impart is that you try to communicate with Tibetans. Entire afternoons have been spent conversing with just the words good and not good. Tibetans love it. With only the question, "What is this?" you can learn huge amounts of vocabulary. Give it a try. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. And enjoy. Well, that's reading the first chapter. And we'll continue on tomorrow, as always. Simjanango.